So it's been a bit of a crazy week. I was in Boston starting on Tuesday, went up there for the B2B marketing forum put on by Marketing Profs, and I learned something really valuable. I typically have a lot of anxiety around big groups. Funny enough, I'm an extrovert. I get energy from being around people, but more in a one-to-one, one-to-two type of scenario. Around large groups of people, I kind of shell up. You know, I was always the quiet kid growing up. You know, I had, you know, my crew of very close friends, and I just kind of rolled with them the bulk of the time. I wasn't life of the party. You know, my business partner has that type of personality. Always life of the party, always wants to meet tons of new people. I am kind of the opposite of that. So I found out a few weeks before this conference that Johnny was not able to go. And so I was going to be going by myself, and I thought, man, I want this to be an effective use of time. And I know that if I'm going by myself, there's a good chance I'll just kind of huddle over in the corner and not meet anyone, and this will be a relatively useless trip. Because as good as the content at conferences is, the reality is I interview people every single day for my podcast, and so I'm usually not blown away by the content at these conferences because I've already talked to, you know, over half of the speakers on our podcast, and they've shared their message with me. And as much content as I consume, you know, there's not a talk at a conference that is being talked about that isn't being talked about on podcasts or YouTube or a book somewhere. And so, you know, going to a conference for the content itself, I just don't think is all that valuable. It's really for the networking and for the people. But because of my natural tendency to not really engage big groups of people and to kind of feel awkward about going up to a stranger and just introducing myself, I decided to reach out to some of the speakers at the event, a lot of which I'd already interviewed, and I set up one-to-one interviews with them for my podcast and my Huffington Post column. And so as a result, I only went to the conference one day. I was only there on Wednesday. You know, got there, took 2 hours to drive from the town I was staying in with my buddy outside of Boston to get into Boston. The traffic was insane. But I got there at 9, stayed till 7, and ended up meeting with 9 different people, 8 of which were interviews. And I think I went to 2 or 3 sessions and had a really good conversation with somebody that I've interviewed a couple different times. He also produces podcasts, just a different style of podcast, more narrative, heavily edited podcasts, just about the industry, kind of the market. But I had great conversations all day long with people that represented very strategic relationships for me, either potential clients or referral partners, just great people to know. And because I, you know, did about an hour's worth of work pre-conference to set up these interviews ahead of time, you know, I had back-to-back meetings all day long. And so it was a really valuable thing for me to learn to leverage, you know, our podcast and my Huffington Post column when going to a conference to set up these interviews. And the reality is, you know, I didn't pay to go to the conference. I had a press pass to go. So because I had a press pass, that's probably what I should have been planning on doing anyway. That's the reason why they gave me a free ticket to the event. Regardless, I think whether or not you have a podcast or, you know, not everybody has the ability to write for a large publication, but anybody can do video interviews for their LinkedIn channel, or for their blog. You know, it doesn't require a podcast or a Huffington Post column to use that strategy. So if you're like me and you get a little bit of anxiety around large groups, I recommend using that strategy going to the next industry event that you're going to. So it worked really well for me. And then, so I was in Boston, Tuesday, Wednesday, tried getting back to Orlando on Thursday to be at my friend's funeral that I talked about in the last episode. His funeral was today, and so I wanted to make sure, because I fly standby, I wanted to make sure that I was back in time. So I tried to fly back Thursday, ended up getting stuck in Houston overnight, and there were no hotels available, I think because of the hurricane. So I just stayed in the airport all night and tried to sleep, just couldn't sleep. I slept for maybe 30 minutes, so I watched Netflix the entire time, and then got on the first flight out. Ended up having to pay for a flight on another airline just to make sure that I could get home. Lisa picked me up at the airport at 10:30 a.m., and then the funeral was at 11 a.m., so Lisa brought my suit, and we literally drove straight from the airport to the funeral. It was a beautiful service. They had a tribute video talking about the young man that passed away. It was just a very honest representation of who he was. You know, he's a man that loved well. He was very generous. But he is also, he was also someone that, wasn't without his own struggles, like any of us are. We all struggle with things. It was just really beautiful. I thought the pastor that talked did an incredible job of just being vulnerable and real and honest about who Davis was and the impact that he had on the world. And then afterwards, there was, kind of a fellowship thing. I mean, there's probably, I'd guess close to 900 people at this service. The family is just a very influential family in the city, very loved family in Orlando. So tons of people showed up, even if they didn't know Davis that well. They were there for the family. And waiting to see the mom and dad afterwards, I got to see the young man's younger brother who I had mentored, got to hug him and talk to him. The family just seemed to be doing exceptionally well. And as I was talking to Lisa about it after, when we were on our way home, I just think they have such a hope. They have such a peace and a confidence knowing that their son is in heaven right now. And you could just tell that in talking to them. They just knew. He knew the Lord. He had a relationship with Jesus. And because of that, he's going to be in heaven. And that was so refreshing. For what could have been such a downtrodden and sad, and obviously it's sad, but it just gave me so much joy to see their confidence and their peace, really, is the right word, I think. They had such a peace about their son's passing because they know exactly where he is. They have absolute confidence that he's in heaven. And God, that is so beautiful. I think as followers of Christ, having that confidence that we're going to a place a whole lot better than where we're at now is so beautiful. So it was a beautiful service. It's a great week. Excited to, I need to probably get caught up on some things this weekend. I was supposed to have my buddy Kenny was supposed to come into town this weekend, and found out he's not gonna be here. So I need to get caught up on a bit. Whenever I travel, I get behind on emails and stuff. So get caught up on that, and hopefully knock some stuff out this weekend, and going into next week should be a pretty productive week. Next week have a lot of meetings lined up. So excited about what's going on. Exciting week. Haven't posted one of these in a while, so a little bit of a longer update, but hopefully it's helpful. That's what I'm thinking about tonight.